This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, the authors, the others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, a big earthquake in Mexico today, and early warning technology did the trick. You'll hear from an expert on just how that works. Plus, are the major internet providers deliberately slowing down your connection? Our tech guy joins us. And how living on the edge could change your life for the better. Let's meet the friends in the newsroom today. It's Jennifer Bjorklund.
Another White House lockdown, and we can tell you a bit of backstory on the one the other day, why the guy in that car followed the Obama daughter's motorcade in.
Digging up for stories under every rock. Welcome, Jay Capadonia.
Phil, women are now buying this in hopes of getting a ring.
And just back from the perfect hair convention, hello, Chris Martin.
Hey, Mom. Dad. How would you like your kids to go to the University of Laundromat?
I can't wait to find out what that is.
What?
University of Laundromat. All right, that's all coming up, and let's get started. Jennifer, the White House thing, it's like twice in 3 days now.
Lockdown. I know, right?
Lockdown.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Lockdown. Everyone has to stay inside because of another security breach. The Secret Service says two people threw something over the fence surrounding the White House complex, one from the south side, one from the north side. So, you know, what's the deal with that? They're finding out they do have those two people detained. But this comes after an hour-long lockdown on Tuesday. Remember we were talking about that? A vehicle followed a motorcade bringing the Obama daughters home through the gate?
Sure.
Well, it turns out the driver, he just wasn't familiar with the area. He was sort of following the car ahead of him, just tooling along. He's a 50-something IRS IT specialist who, by the way, looks exactly like Steven Spielberg and is described by his friends as brilliant but absent-minded.
Uh-oh. So yeah. His GPS wasn't working. You hate when the IT guy can't run his GPS.
I know. He's charged with a misdemeanor now because of that.
Uh-oh. Wrong turn. Gets you. Yeah. Wrong. That's the turn you don't want to make.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You hear these stories about women having babies by surprise, but this is like not double, but three times the fun.
I know. This is crazy. Imagine you're 47 years old. Not hard to do for me, actually. The shock of finding out you're pregnant and no, you weren't even trying to have a baby. So this isn't one of those things where somebody implants like 9 eggs or whatever. This happened to a lady in Miami, already has a 25-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. Now she has not only identical twin boys, but a fraternal baby boy, too, all at once.
Whoa.
Triplets.
So like her. Yeah, her.
Triplets. Can you believe that, Phil? At what? 47 years old?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. And did she say that was in vitro?
You know, I missed it. But isn't that like
Jen, was it in vitro?
No, it was just accidental.
Oh,
that's the thing. It's just sort of like, yeah, here you go.
Well, the act that got her pregnant wasn't accidental, obviously.
Well, yeah.
All right. Now, you can't imagine being 90. Neither can I. But there's a story of a man out of Indiana we need to know about.
Right. This is a 90-year-old guy who admitted serving as a cocaine courier. That's right. He was a mule for a Mexican drug cartel. He was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on his 90th birthday. That was yesterday.
Oh.
He's calling it the 3 years a death sentence because he says he'll never make it out of there alive. Listen to this, though. Leo Sharp is a decorated World War II combat veteran. Just, you know, an upstanding citizen.
But he needed the cash or what?
He needed the dough. And he was pulled over by police in 2011 for erratic driving on an interstate highway in Michigan with what turned out to be 104 bricks of cocaine in his trunk.
Holy what kind of cash is he pulling down for that?
Well, check this out. I wondered, too. So I looked it up, and it turns out over his crime career with the Cartagena or the Sinaloa cartel, he hauled 1,250 kilos and apparently got a $1,000 per kilo. So that's a total of more than $1.2 million with my really
nice.
Bad math, but I think that's right.
Wow.
Working during his career with the cartel. So yeah, he said he did it for the money, and now he's heartbroken that Well, he's heartbroken he got caught.
You know, there is a story out of San Diego in one of these drug tunnels, and an elderly woman, I think she was 90 years old, was running one of the drug tunnels. What is this? They get 90 and they say, all right, I'm done. I don't care anymore.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I think the cartels actually look for people like that, because if you're going through security, you know how the older, like if you're a senior, you don't have to take off your shoes anymore. And people get really angry if they see you frisking grandma
or
little
front.
Kids. So, yes, they say he cannot use his age as an excuse. He can't say, oh, you know, I'm mentally, I'm not all there anymore, because that's what he was using to do the crime.
My goodness.
Right.
All right. Well, I feel bad for him, but then again, he did do a great crime there, a bunch
right.
of them, $1.2
yeah.
million dollars worth. Give us something warm and fuzzy. You have anything like that?
Oh, I got one for you. This is, I always like to have a happy dog story, and this is about a 3-year-old boy who disappeared for about 7 hours this week in North Dakota, and it was nighttime. Okay, it was late afternoon. He was playing outside, and he wandered away and was found later under the protective cover of the family dog.
No.
See, the dog split, too. The kid's name is Carson. He wandered out of the house, and apparently the dog, Cooper, saw him go and figured, I better go along. So they launched this huge search, aerial, ground search, 200 neighbors, family, friends. They've got ATVs out there because it's sort of, you know, it's North Dakota, so it's pretty much a spread. So 2:30 a.m., an ATV flashes the lights on some tall grass, and the dog sticks his head out like, hey, over here. They go over there, and the dog is sitting on top of the boy, just lying on top, just all spread out on him to keep him warm. It was just 40 degrees outside. And this dog, he's a big, like, golden lab German Shepherd-looking guy. A parent said they found Cooper, the dog, as a puppy on the side of the road and rescued him. And now he's returned the favor.
How about that?
That's sweet.
That's really cute.
And,
that is warm
boy,
and fuzzy.
He's fine. He wandered away, and he said he got a little bit scared when it got dark, but he was nice and warm.
Did you say scared?
He got a scared.
That's what little kids say. Oh, man. All right. I'll tell you, Jay, you've got a story that might make some young men scared.
Yeah, I'd say that. There's a new trend sweeping the nation right now, Phil. And ladies, I'm going to talk to you a little bit, okay? Listen to Jay, because I've got a story that is going to blow your mind. Imagine you're in a relationship, some time has gone by, you are completely in love with this guy. Completely in love with it. So you're having the conversation. Well, should we take the relationship to the next level? Should there be a ring involved? Should we get married? And the guy kind of shies away. Maybe he, you know, goes out with the boys a little bit more often after the marriage talk, things like that. Well, women are now buying these things online.
What things?
In hopes of getting a ring, Phil.
What? Jennifer, pay attention here. What is this?
I want to know. Why I have a ring.
Oh, that's true. You do. Yeah, well, so do I.
Yeah. There are now ads out there. So this is a warning to men as well. There are now ads out there for pregnancy tests that are already positive.
Oh.
There are ads running all over Craigslist and other media sites where women who are pregnant are basically peeing on your pregnancy stick, and then you can buy it for $30 a pop.
Oh.
Now, here's...
Jay...
Here's the deal.
This isn't right.
It is not right. It is not right. And if you are a woman and you are in a relationship and a man does not commit and you want to go to drastic measures, you are not in the right relationship. You are not with the right guy. Nobody needs to be doing this. I take issue, and I think a lot of men and women would take issue, with people trying to trick anyone into a relationship or a ring or anything like that.
Because you have to get found out at some point.
Exactly.
Because
what is the next step,
there's no
right?
payoff if there's no baby.
Right. So my thing is, women, believe me, you don't need it,
no.
And you don't need him
don't
either.
Do it. Great advice, Jay. Thank you.
There All you right. go.
Okay. From
I hope my girlfriend was listening. No, just kidding.
Oh. That is a horrifying story, though. That's scary.
I know, right?
There's nothing good about that.
There's nothing good about that.
For $30 a pop, you're going to sell your soul? What's the matter with you?
All right. Maybe some people have to go back to school. Chris, you have a good story for us, don't you? About University of Laundromat?
I have an interesting one. It's Davidson College out of North Carolina. It's been around since 1837. And for the last 90 years, they have washed, dried, ironed, and folded all of their students' clothes for free. That's one of the perks of the program.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? And yeah. Now they are canceling the program,
no.
So not so cool.
Come on!
Did they run out of cash for that program?
Detergent?
They decided that it's a little bit too expensive and that students can wash their own clothes. They say that they're going to save $400,000 annually by canceling this laundry program. It started back in the early 1900s because agricultural students at the campus were outside working in the mornings, and then they'd come back into the campus, and they'd be pretty ripe. So, so that's why they started it.
Farm workers sitting next
wow.
to you.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this college before. Is it a big deal?
Davidson College. It's been around for a while, and it's very prestigious. Woodrow Wilson went there.
He did.
Sure. And Stephen Curry, who's a great point guard for the Warriors.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, the money's going to go to scholarships and internships okay. and other school programs, but right. I wonder if you think this is just going to lead to kids showing back up on mom's doorstep with laundry baskets.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like every other college right. in the world. But I do remember hearing about that program and that it was a huge perk that a lot of students took into consideration when they were deciding where to go. Yeah. And it was just such a random, bizarre thing, but the,
I wish
the
I knew.
Kids loved it. I know. I'd have gone there.
That's why it was a tough decision, and because it's a traditional school. It's tough yeah. to cancel something.
There you go. Well, thanks, Chris. Hey, big earthquake today. You probably heard about this in Mexico. And people got a full minute worth of warning. How does that technology work? And when can we see it here in Southern California, huh? We'll speak with the CEO of a company that makes earthquake early warning systems next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. So glad you tuned in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. I'm Phil Hewlett with Jennifer Bjorklund and Jay Campidonia and Chris Martin. And you probably heard that there was another big earthquake in Mexico today. Jay, give us some of the details.
Quickly, 6.4 magnitude earthquake about 60 miles northwest of Acapulco. That's in Guerrero State, and that was 15 miles deep. Reports of minor damage across the city. Evidently, a bunch of people ran into the streets. It doesn't look like anybody's been injured, but it definitely gave people quite a scare today.
But here's the interesting thing about that. There is an early warning system in place down there, and what those do is provide not a lot of time, but enough time for some of the important things that are going on. If there's a train on the track, they could bring it to a stop or slow it down so that there isn't an issue. Other types of factories, technology, and other things can be shut down if you have enough warning. And from what we understand, there was close to a minute's worth of warning in this system in some parts of Guerrero State.
That's an eternity.
And it is. And it's just amazing because we weren't talking about early warning systems just a couple of years ago. And we want to find out more about that. So we reached out to a company called Seismic Warning Systems. It's here in California. And the CEO is George Dixon. And he's on the line with us right now. George, hi. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Tell us, how do these seismic early warning systems work anyway?
Well, in different locations throughout the world, they're designed differently. Now, Mexico City, they've got a fault that is about 150 miles offshore. So this fault it gives a lot of time. And so the Seismic Institute down there, which I've worked with in years past, like in 2007 and 10, and matter of fact, I had their delegation up here just about 3 weeks ago before the other earthquake hit. And they measure the S wave, the shear wave, okay? And we here in California have been measuring since 2001.
What is the shear wave, by the way, for folks?
The shear wave is a horizontal wave. So there's three waves that come off an earthquake. There's the primary wave, which is a vertical lift in nature. That comes from the hypocenter, the depth of the earthquake, to the surface, to wherever you're at. That's about 1 second for approximately every 5 miles of this crust that you're away from it. Then next is the shear wave, and that's a horizontal wave.
More like if you were doing like a hula hoop, or right? If you're doing like a twisty kind of dance.
One's bouncing you up and down. The other one's shifting you side to side, and then the love rally waves behind that are doing both. You're going both directions.
Just shaking in every possible direction.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you measure those, and if they're out there in the ocean and 15 or 20 or 30 feet miles deep, then you get them when they're down there, and you know that they're going to travel a certain speed. Is that how that works?
Yes, and so as they move through the Earth's crust at the speed of sound, then you are these groups down there, like the Seismic Institute, are picking up under Dr. Mendoza and Dr. Rodriguez. They're picking up, tracking these waves, and they're giving alerts from that shore level all the way back into Mexico City.
So what's a typical amount of warning that you would get?
Well, again, down there, way that the Earth's crust is situated, and it's differently all over the world in the Ring of Fire, it's giving quite a bit of time because they move.
Well, that's relative, though. I mean, today we're talking about a minute or so.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of time, I'll tell you. That really
it's enough time to run down the street and scream a couple of times, but it does give you time to turn off important machinery, right?
Or like the gas, get underneath a desk, something to that effect.
Exactly. And see, gentlemen, this is an audience. This is the difference. Here in California, and literally since 1995, I founded this company. We've been working on this with the best scientists in the world. And not too many people know, but we've deployed a commercial, actionable system since 2001. We're tracking that first wave, the primary wave. And we have now had a 13-year record without a false positive. And we've been in schools, hospitals, fire stations, with corporate America as well. We partnered with NASA a couple years ago. And so the system that we have that is in California that has been working is just being brought in now with a public-private partnership. And matter of fact, I'm really happy that you called because the first in the history of the United States public-private partnership sponsored under the governor and California OES and FEMA was Imperial County. Remember the earthquake down by Mexico coming into California? We literally, for the last 3 years, have been working on developing a system down there, and it just got funded about a week and a half ago.
So how widespread do you see this happening in earthquake country?
We will be building this system throughout California in the next 18 to 24 months, we will be working with the governor's office. We're a part of the working group for SB 135, the new law that was sponsored by Senator Padilla.
Do you have our friends over at Caltech at the seismology laboratory there?
The Caltech.
Are they on board?
They're all working in the same working group as we are. So what we're doing is working all together to come up with the best system that can help protect people, infrastructure in America. Our system, again, has been a commercial system that is now being expanded to help people. And matter of fact, again, going into these schools, the future of America, I couldn't be more excited. We have 80,000 kids that we'll be covering here in the next regional area in July, approximately. That's being launched, again, by the governor's office under the agency secretary, Mark Gilarducci.
George Dixon, this is remarkable stuff to hear. You're the CEO of this company. Tell us if people want more information. You must have a website.
Yes, sir. It's at www.seismicwarning, SEISMICWARNING.com. And, it's very, very exciting. And I'd be more than happy to come on at any time and talk with you gentlemen about this. And, hey, I'm reading some of the information here about News Talk 980. We all have kids. There's three children here with Mr. Hewitt, I see. And, we've got to protect those children. And we have we've had people in this technology in school, and we've got 35 fifth graders ducking in 1.5 seconds under their desk to protect yourself.
Yeah, they do practice that a lot, and it's great, and I'm glad you have Facebook as well, because
Boy, he found you.
Background check in a second. But that you want a sharp guy to be the CEO of your company.
That's
if
right.
you're going to be dealing with something like this. But we live in this crazy earthquake area here in Southern California. And we haven't had we had the one in the low fives just recently there in La Habra.
Right.
Just a month and a half ago or
was
so.
Was it 5.4? Something
yeah,
to that effect?
Yeah. And it was just a reminder that we went a long time without a large earthquake, and I mentioned Caltech in talking with Kate Hutton about earthquakes. There was a period of time there where we were getting a pretty large earthquake at least once a year for about 20 years.
The fault in Mexico, he mentioned, is 100-some-odd miles off the coast. San Andreas Fault, for us, is like in our backyard. So if they can get 60 seconds from 150 miles offshore, something happens in your backyard. It may be, 10 seconds is long enough to drop what you're doing and get under a desk, I guess.
Yeah, it is. But, when you think about somebody conducting a train, doing 60 miles an hour, and they've got flammable cargo, you can hit the brakes. You wouldn't otherwise know, but if the system's in place, you would know to hit the brakes, because if those tracks start shaking, you drop that flammable cargo.
Excellent point. Any time is good time.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, have you noticed your internet connection getting slower rather than faster? Like they advertise, faster? Well, there may be, we'll just use the word sinister. There may be a sinister reason behind that, and our tech guy joins us live with that and more next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. How's your day going? I hope it's going great. It's about to get better. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. The stories behind the stories that you care about right here on KFWB News Talk 980. If you ever miss an episode of this program, any interview, anything you want to hear again, you can listen on demand at philhewlettandfriends.com. We love talking tech on the program. We do it every Thursday or when tech happens. And there's a 3D printer out there that could wipe the makeup biz clean, Jay. Isn't that right?
A Harvard Business School alum, some brainiac out of Harvard, came up with a 3D printer that will allow people to make their own makeup at home.
Uh-oh.
She's calling it Mink. Ooh. That's the name. It's cute, right?
You can make what? Eyeshadow, lipstick, that sort of thing?
You will be able to mix, match, make blush, eyeshadow, or lip gloss. I know you're happy about that, Chris.
What?
So, no way it's going to compete with Revlon.
If you're able to make your own ingredients at home, you'll be able to save a lot of money instead of going to the store.
Except the printer costs what, $500,000?
Probably, somewhere around there. Actually, they're trying to get it down to sell for under $200.
Ooh.
So yeah. Can you imagine that?
I have daughters. They
right?
could spend a couple of hundred dollars on some crushed rocks in a cup, and they smear it on their face.
How pretty I am.
$200 for some of that powder. Ladies, you know what I'm talking
about. I think it's going to make a dent in the makeup business.
All right, let's bring on, now that we're done with the fashion tips from Jay, let's bring on our tech guy to talk some real tech stories. Jeremy Anticone. I'm looking at Jay. I can't believe he's...
Hey guys, that on-demand makeup stuff sounds like skin cancer on demand. I think that's a
Yeah, we'll find out like six, 7, or 20 years down the line. Jeremy, yes. Always great to hear from you, and you have some great stories today. First of all, one that might save our lives, huh?
Or maybe not. Depends on where you live, and this one is more of a warning than anything. So, on May 15th, text to 911 is going live for the major U.S. carriers. So Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint will all support texting 911. But the big problem, and something we don't see in all the headlines that are talking about this, is that there are only 4 police departments in California that are going to support it.
Is the LAPD one of them?
No. Arcadia, CSU Long Beach, Downey, South Bay Regional Public Communications Authority are the only ones that are currently set up to be able to accept those inbound text to 911.
Downey, Cal State Long Beach. And what was the other one?
Arcadia.
Arcadia.
Arcadia Police Department.
Yeah.
You know, the Memphis Police Department actually supports this, and they got a text from a guy three states away not too long ago because their police department didn't support it. So he finally got a hold of Memphis PD, and the Memphis PD had to call wherever this guy was to help him out.
So, you know, I think it's a great idea. It certainly is a great idea for a situation where you may not be able to actually use the phone, where, you know, you're in a bank robbery situation or some other situation where pulling out your phone and talking would be, you know, dangerous to yourself. So it's a great concept. But I think that the police departments and communications folks really need to get on the bandwagon and get this supported. So hopefully we'll see an uptick in the areas that you can use this.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a free app they just need to download and not spend a couple $10 million on something, which they typically do. But just the same, you know what? Is it just me, or is my 75 megabit down internet speed only about 15?
You're probably, amongst the rest of us having the same kinds of issues. And we've talked about net neutrality quite a bit, and I think we're going to continue talking about it because as we see things like this happening, where reports are that the major U.S. internet providers are deliberately slowing down internet traffic, I think that we're going to be hopefully going to have people outraged about this and doing something about it. Now, just to remind everybody, net neutrality is the concept that internet providers shouldn't provide priority to any traffic on the internet. They simply should, you know, act as a freeway and allow the traffic to go as it will. Level 3, which is a communications company that provides interconnections between all of the large ISPs, is making the accusation that the internet providers are deliberately degrading the quality of internet services, of course, in an attempt to get them to pay up for prioritizing the traffic.
Also, so, like buying your way into a fast lane?
That is absolutely it. And we saw this happen a couple months back with Netflix and Comcast, and then Netflix went on and did an agreement with Verizon. This is a slippery slope, and if these things are not stopped before it becomes common practice, you know, it's really going to have a dramatic effect on the internet. It will affect, you know, startups. It'll stifle competition. So this is something that we definitely need to stop. And actually, I saw today that over 100 technology companies, Google and Facebook and Twitter, Amazon, lots of others have now written to the telecom regulators to say they are opposing this plan, which essentially green lights the ability for the providers to have this fast lane and say that it's okay. So
now, who has the bigger and more, who has the bigger and richer lobbyists? That's what it's going to come down to, is who contributes. I mean, this is an election year. Are the telcos better positioned in Washington than, say, Google and Netflix and some of these other places?
That's a good question. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I would imagine that that the entire technology industry, who is pretty uniformly against what we're seeing happening here, I would imagine that they've got a pretty loud voice. I would hope that that the regulators are listening to this, and I think that the more people that actually hear about what's happening and actually make a stand against it, we're going to have better results.
All right, now to California government, and there was a while back we were talking about kill switches on cell phones. I don't know how you feel about that, Jeremy, but that story's revived. Tell us where it stands.
Yeah, it has been revived. Kill switches in cell phones, I think, you know, could be beneficial. This one, I'm not sure if the changes in the actual bill are going to do enough to actually really make a dent here. But
what would a kill switch do again?
So a kill switch is going to allow the providers to then turn off that phone and say that that phone cannot ever be used again, because what's happening now is burglaries are primarily, or at least increasingly, you know, devices. iPhones and smartphones are becoming targeted devices. And I think that I read in San Francisco, something like half of burglaries are specifically, you know, trying to steal phones. So a kill switch, a required kill switch, would enable a device to be disabled remotely so that, you know, if somebody did steal it, it's not going to have a resale value. So they did.
What do lawmakers in Sacramento feel about it now?
Well, they did make some changes to it. So Apple was opposed to this. Microsoft was opposed to it. They did have some changes to the bill, including they dropped the requirement for tablets, which was originally included in the bill, which doesn't seem like it would make a whole lot of sense for that. And then, of course, the date for implementation was pushed back to July of 2015. Once those changes were made, Apple dropped the opposition, and then today the Senate did approve it. So we'll see if that actually goes on.
And here's why this is important, and I'm just going to add this little tidbit that it says 68% of people in this survey that just occurred, and maybe you saw this. This is posted by Lookout.com. 68% of people surveyed said they would put themselves in danger to get their stolen phone back.
What?
Well, sounds like they need to start backing up their data, and if they lose their device, they can replace it and not get themselves beat up when they go trying to chase after
them. That's right. Yeah, two-thirds of people are ready to go on something where they're going to
I mean, you're really
going to
duke it out over, you know, on the street, over your phone? Get out of here. Go. Take
it. Well, you know, Jay, it's really not just your phone anymore. People are treating these things like it's their life. I mean, it's their connection to everything. I know people that, you know, only have a smartphone. They don't even have a computer anymore, and it's their only way of communicating, their only way of storing their photos, it's their only camera. So I understand the sentiment behind it, but I certainly wouldn't go chasing after somebody that just robbed me to get my phone back.
It's not worth it. Jeremy, thank you very much. As always, we'll talk to you some more tech next week at the same time. There he goes, Jeremy Anticone. And all right, it's time. Are you ready to live on the edge? You want to juice up your life? You want to find out?
I got an idea. Chase the bad guy who just stole your phone.
No. This is something different. Right. We're going to find out how good things can be by living on the edge. Next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends right here on KFWB News Talk 980, and we're about to take you all the way over the edge. Not just a little bit, but have you considered doing something edgy? Jay, you had a story about something edgy that's happening out there.
Phil, you have tattoos?
No.
I have a couple tattoos. Chris, you got tattoos?
I have one.
They're certainly popular. Lots of people have them.
Everybody's got tattoos, right?
Except me.
This guy came up with a way of doing tattoos, temporary tattoos, and usually people would go with henna or they get the things out of the little jars at the supermarket.
Right.
This guy does it with bed bugs.
How does that work?
So he puts thousands of bed bugs in a jar, and a jar has a top on it, and the top actually has the design of something, whatever you want, cut out in it with little tiny holes in mesh metal, puts it on your skin, and allows the bed bugs to feast on your flesh.
And they leave a bed bug scar in the shape of a tattoo.
When he's done, a couple hours later, a few hours after that, the rash starts to come up because when you are bit by bed bugs, they do leave a rash.
Yeah, but it gets all scaly and ugly.
The rash is now your temporary tattoo.
People are doing this.
People are doing this.
Because they're living on the edge. What type of person does that? Are you the type of person who plays it safe? You don't take any risks? Or do you like jumping out of airplanes? Well, let's explore the benefits of that behavior now. Dr. Bob Wright from rightliving.com wrote the book Transformed: The Science of Spectacular Living. Dr. Bob is on the line with us right now. So is it true if all of a sudden we take up doing crazy things, that's a good thing?
Well, actually, Phil, what we're saying is if you're doing crazy things, it's probably because you're compensating for all of the stretching you're not doing it with. Like, if I'm not happy at work and I'm not doing anything to make work better, I want to jump out of a plane so I can feel alive because I'm not feeling alive every day.
Well, you know, isn't that just kind of a false adrenaline, and then you're just going to want more and more of it until you just go over the edge a little bit?
Exactly.
Oh, all right. Well, give us how to take a measured approach to this. I mean, do we take little steps and say, okay, maybe I'm going to do a water slide for starters?
I'd rather just talk about having a great career or a great marriage and how often people sit in a meeting having thoughts they're not verbalizing. And every time I don't say what I'm thinking and I shut myself down a little and I become a little less alive.
So what's the solution to that?
Well, start telling the truth. Start risking. Start being willing to lose your job as long as you're telling the truth and wanting something the best for the company, for the team.
Now you're getting
Doc,
to the point.
That's just crazy.
No, it's not. It isn't really, because I think I already figured out what you're talking about. So for a lot of people, what you should be doing normally in life is frightening, and you want people to face what they fear and start communicating and picking up that phone and calling people when you're afraid to, saying what you should say in the meeting, and you'll get good results from it.
Well, you'll get good results, which can include learning and growing from making mistakes. See, we have a huge fear of making mistakes. It comes from Nobel Prize-winning research called loss aversion. We're better at imagining the pain of a criticism, the pain of a loss, than we are at imagining the pleasure of a gain, and taking risks is necessary for those gains.
But what are some of the simplest risks we can take? Let's say with your relationship, your marriage, at home, what's the first step you should take if the communication really isn't there?
Well, one of the first things to do is to first, if I've taken personal responsibility, then I'm going to say, you know, I'm not engaging fully in this conversation. So you just tell the truth about the situation and then see if somebody's going to play with you and say, what do you mean? And then you start getting more and more present, we say. You start saying more and more what you think and what you feel.
I'll tell you what's exciting. When somebody's talking about something that you don't care about and you tell them the truth you don't care about, then you got to dodge swings. That's exciting?
You know, that's what we tell people to do on dates. Do you know how many people go on dates?
That goes over real well, Doc.
Well, you know what, buddy? You're never going to see them again, so who gives a darn? If you can't practice with somebody you're uninterested in, what makes you think you're ever going to tell the truth to somebody you're hot for?
Oh.
Well, he's got a point.
He does have a point, exactly. But at the point where you are at this understanding, where, okay, we're talking about two different things here. We don't really care about what the other's talking about. Okay, fine, let's just call it off. But now you've learned something, what, about yourself or about the other person?
Okay, first of all, I'm always going to learn about myself if I take responsibility. But right now I'm sitting talking to somebody, and I think they're full of baloney. And I haven't said, you know, I think you're full of baloney. I've just crossed my arms and sat back. I just wasted my life a little bit, haven't I?
You can't get that moment back again.
No.
And so when you get this huge bag full of regret from all those times where you just sat back and you didn't act, you didn't react or respond, that weighs on you. Now, how do you erase that memory of all those times when you should have done something?
Well, we want that memory to motivate us to move forward. The problem that a lot of people have is they sit on so much regret. When they finally say something, it's way too much, too fast, and then go, see, I should have shut up.
If this all sounds so difficult, wouldn't it be easier just to go skydiving?
You know, I coached a guy once who was climbing all the highest mountains in the world. And he would gain like 30, 40 pounds after climbing a mountain. And then he would lose weight again to climb the next mountain. Well, he was a top salesman nationally for a tech firm, and he would never tell his boss what he thought. So he's climbing the biggest mountains of the world, but avoiding the foothills at work.
Oh.
It's really an interesting way of thinking about life.
It is. So the crazy, difficult things that other people probably won't do because they have the sense not to try it. He's getting passed up at work and in his day-to-day life because everybody else has mastered the things that he should be considering.
Well, exactly. And this particular guy was afraid of supervising and managing other people. So he sold a lot, and he figured, nuts to you guys. I sell more than any of you, so, you know, I'm better than you. But he was in his own little game because they were busy being part of the team.
And eventually they will be able to buy the company that hires the Sherpas to take him up the mountain. And so there. I think we're on to it. Dr. Bob Wright, you're just beginning to scratch the surface with us, and we want to send everybody to your website, Wright Living. That's W-R-I-G-H-T, living.com. And there, what we understand, correct me if I'm wrong, folks can get the first two chapters in a digital version of your book, Transform the Science of Spectacular Living. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Free. I forgot to use the word free. So there's no risk involved at all other than typing the name rightliving.com correctly. Well, Dr. Bob, thank you very much. You energized us a little bit.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Here's something exciting. Next time wifey asks, do these jeans make me look fat? Answer honestly.
Yeah. What?
That'll be exciting for you, right?
That's
what Wright was saying?
I'm pretty sure he was not saying that.
Okay.
Honestly, by saying, no, honey, you look lovely.
Oh, please.
Oh, my goodness, Chris. Hey, you know what? Playoff hockey tonight and playoff basketball the next night. Playoff hockey the next night, playoff basketball the next night, all at Staples.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
Especially awesome if you're a sports fan. Staples Center's hosting four games in as many days. And as expected, business is going to increase around the arena, but here's a couple of interesting things from a couple of local business owners who said that they've noticed that Clippers fans tend to drink more beer while Kings fans tend to drink more tequila and margaritas.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do they eat?
Clippers, they eat pizza. This is from a local pizza guy.
Clippers
enthusiasts tend to eat healthier vegetarian-based pizzas, while Kings aficionados are heavier on the meat and light on the veggies with their pizzas.
Interesting.
I don't know what that means.
It just means hockey is a red meat sport. That's what that is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, right, Phil, sure.
All right. Hey, we love your comments at feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. That's our email address. At Twitter, we're @AsWeSeeItShow. We're on Facebook. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk to you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.